Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One of my daughters asked me, maybe it was last night, are there going to be any stories in the sermon today? I said, well, maybe a couple. We all knew that this day would come sooner or later. My last Sunday as pastor of Redeemer. Either I would accept another divine call from the Lord, or I would retire from the ministry, or I would change careers, or I would be taken to heaven. There is no work on earth that does not eventually come to an end. And as human beings, we are used to endings. We are used to the idea that nothing lasts forever. Not our buildings, not our cars, not our washing machines. The grass withers and the flowers fade. It seems appropriate to me anyway that this ending comes on July 11th, by God's design, as it happens, and not my own. July 11th is of some significance to me personally and to the history of this congregation. 32 years ago today, on July 11th, 1989, my grandfather, Pastor R.E. Schaller, was taken to be with the Lord at the age of 70. He was the first pastor of this congregation, and in the office right here around the corner on the bookshelf is a set of altar books given to the church in 1967, and you'll find his handwriting in all of those books. Exactly 10 years later, on July 11th, 1999, I was ordained and installed as pastor here at Redeemer. That was the day I met some of you for the first time. I still remember the first week here, getting ready to preach my first sermon in Sister Lakes and preparing for vacation Bible school as quickly as I could. I remember working on my sermon that first week. I was so nervous about getting it done and doing it really well the first time that I was going to preach here. And those first couple days, Monday and Tuesday, I worked all day and all night on that sermon, and I was finished by Tuesday night. And that has never happened again. That I've been done with the sermon on Tuesday night. I'd been married for just 3 weeks at the time, and I was getting used to having a wife too. And now here we stand together again on July 11th, 2021. And the verse that I have chosen for our devotion today is Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. It happens to be my confirmation verse from 1988, and it is also the verse that my father preached on the day I was installed here 22 years ago. It's a verse that has always meant a lot to Christians everywhere, because in this world where time after time we see things coming to an end, this verse uses words like eternal and everlasting. It uses words that tell us that not everything comes to an end. Our God, in fact, does not come to an end. Actually, he did not come to a beginning either. He is eternal, without beginning and without ending. He just always is. Always has been, always will be. And that means that you will always find in him a place of safety, a refuge from the storms of life. No matter what time, no matter what place, no matter what situation you are in, he is always there for you. Always there to turn to in prayer. Always there to speak to you in his word. He is always there to rule over all things in heaven and on earth for the good of each one of you, his believing children. We all need somewhere we can go sometimes to find peace and quiet and security. I'm looking forward to using my new office at the school as a refuge from the noise and the chaos of teaching. It's hidden away, upstairs, down a hallway, away from the center of everything. And I'm looking forward to that. Maybe you have your man cave or your she shed where you take refuge when you are stressed out, when you're tired, when you want to relax and have some quiet. As Christians, we don't ever want to forget that our best refuge is our God. And when we feel the pressures of life and the struggles with questions about the future or worries we have about things we have done in the past, the first place to go for peace and safety is to our God. His refuge is eternal, always there. He is always there to listen to you, to bless you, to talk to you in his word, the Bible. Our verse says that God is a refuge always, eternally, forever and ever. Here's another story. I remember 22 years ago at the potluck meal after I had been installed as pastor. I was sitting at a table in the back here with Marlene Nyatt, and I was meeting her for the first time. And Pastor Tiefel was there too, one of the former pastors of this congregation. And at one point, Marlene turned to Pastor Tiefel and she said, "How's this young kid going to know how to deal with all the problems that come up around here?" Just the thing the guy just out of seminary wants to hear. And Pastor Tiefel turned to her and he said, "Well, God is still here, right? And God's word is still here, right?" And he said, "Your new pastor will have the same God and the same word of God, and he'll probably sing better too." The point is that our God is our refuge. Not a particular pastor or teacher or friend. Although other people can be great blessings to us, God is the only one we can turn to always, because he is the only one always there. We turn to the eternal God for forgiveness of our sins when our consciences trouble us. We rely on the death and resurrection of his only begotten Son to wash away our guilty stains and to take us to our eternal home in heaven. We turn to the eternal God when we need guidance and direction, when we're unsure of his will, and he tells us in his word what things will glorify him and what things won't. We ask him to guide our steps in the way of peace, and he protects and comforts us eternally. The eternal God, the always there God, is your refuge. God is your safety and your protection and your quiet place. Whenever the world rages around you, whenever doubts and questions come up in your minds, your God gave up his dearest treasure, his Son, on a terrible cross. With the punishment of hell itself, he turned his back on Jesus, who became responsible for the sins of the whole world. He did that for you. Now, won't he continue to protect you and to defend you and to be your refuge? Yes, he will. And he always will. There is no other God who is eternal. There is no God like the God of Israel. There is no God like your God. In very poetic language, Moses once wrote, "God who rides across the heavens to help you." And we can picture God coming to our aid, crossing heaven and earth in an instant to be with us just when we need him, to be with us always. And he is with us now as we all work through this important transition in our lives, mine into the teaching ministry, yours into the care of a new spiritual shepherd. Wherever we are, whatever stage of life we are in, God is our refuge, our place of safety and peace. Looking at our verse today, we can see that it's a verse of poetry, not only teaching us the comforting truth that the eternal God is our refuge, but doing it in a beautiful way, in beautiful language. And one technique in Old Testament poetry is to write a line and then to expand on it, strengthening the idea in the next line. And that's what happens in Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. The second line expands on and strengthens the thought in the first line. If the eternal God is our refuge, there's no doubt we are perfectly safe forever. The verse could stop right there. But to emphasize that eternal safety even more, picture if that refuge were to be breached or broken, you would still be safe, because underneath that refuge is the hand of God, waiting and ready to hold you. Imagine if you were seeking safety in a castle, and an earthquake came and shook the walls, and they began to crumble. But then you saw beyond the crumbling walls that you were inside another fortress, whose walls were sturdy and secure and could not fall. God says to you in this verse, "I am your refuge, but there's more. I also have my arms wrapped around that refuge." It is Scripture's way of assuring us that the safety and the peace that we have with God is unbreakable. The devil cannot break it down. The world cannot break in. The walls of this fortress are not going to come down. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. I consider it a privilege to have been able to serve here in this congregation for 22 years. Not all of it has been easy. We have been through high times and low times together. through sunlight and shadows. To those who have not been in the position of pastor, it is hard to explain just how much a pastor feels and cares about his people. And it's nice to see so many faces that I remember through the years here today. Faces that were here when I came, many of them are with the Lord. There are also many new faces here who were not here when I came. But it's hard to explain how much pastors care about their people. When the people rejoice, the pastor can hardly contain his happiness. When you can't sleep because of your burdens and cares, the pastor can't sleep either. Remember this when your next pastor comes. Remember that he too will have much care and much feeling and much love for you. He will watch over you, and God will watch over him. And when I remember you, and when our paths cross again in the future, which I certainly pray that they do, I will think, these are people who have the eternal God as their refuge. These are people whom God has wrapped his arms around. He has forgiven them their sins and protected them with the gift of everlasting life. Who is like you, dear members and friends of Redeemer? Who is like you, people saved by the Lord? Who is like you, a people whose shield and helper is the everlasting God? How blessed you are, and how happy I am that we are children of God together. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Amen.